Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner, and we have an NFL odds boost for all of you today for this weekend in the NFL. It is on Caleb Williams, and it is on Caleb Williams to have over 199.5 passing yards and over 1.5 passing touchdowns, boosted to plus 325 at Caesars. Matt, what do you think of this boost?
Well, my guy, Caleb, he hasn't had a touchdown in what, four straight games or something like that. He literally hasn't scored a single touchdown, which is just unbelievable to me that that hasn't happened. But then again, Shane Waldron was his offensive coordinator most of the time, and we all know he is terrible. Williams looked a lot better last week against the Packers. I think everybody pretty much knows that we should have won that game, just like the Washington game we should have won. There's two wins that we lost. And Williams, you know, he played great, especially that last drive. I really liked what I saw from him. Taking on the Vikings this week, we're at home, which we've played much better as a team at home than we have on the road, for sure. And the Vikings, they scare me a bit because of their defense, the blitz schemes that they'll be coming at us. But we did get both of our offensive tackles back last week, and the offensive line looked so much better with those guys back there protecting Williams. Right now over at the books, 48% of the money is on the Bears, 52% of the money there on the Vikings on the spread line, and only 45% of the money is on the Bears on the money line here. So right now, I actually do think we have a pretty good chance to cover and possibly win this game, which bodes well for this boost, because in order to win this game, we're going to need Williams to be good, at least. To get two touchdowns, very scary there, since he hasn't scored in like 4 weeks. But at the same time, I don't mind it. If you want to put a half unit on this or something like that, maybe I'll do it just because I'm a homer.
There you go. I love that. Get in on this boost, plus 325 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account right now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this game and every game, everything under the sun, Matt, that you could ever need to bet before you place any. Exactly. Before you place any of your bets for this weekend in any sport, go to odyssey.com/BetQL. Make sure that you have all the best information, because that's where you're going to get it. Odyssey.com/BetQL. Also follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for this weekend, today, anything throughout the next few days. I am taking the Lions -7.5 against the Colts this weekend. Jared Goff, in the Jared Goff era, the Lions are 21-9 against the spread as favorites, including 8-3 against the spread as road favorites. And the Lions have won their last eight games. They've covered seven of their last eight games. They are covering machines. I am continuing to be on the Lions train of covering, because I do think they're going to win the Super Bowl. And I do think they're just going to mow down the rest of the competition the rest of the way, including covering against the Colts -7.5.
There you go. You know, I have that Lions ticket to win the Super Bowl. So
love that.
You know, 13-1. So yeah, I would love them to win the Super Bowl for sure. I'm going to go the opposite direction. I'm going to take the Colts to cover. Now, the Lions definitely are probably going to win the game for sure. If they don't win the game, that would be great for the books. I can tell you that, because everybody and their brother is betting on the Detroit Lions in every which way. But this is the case every single week. You know, as you were just saying, it doesn't really matter. They keep covering as favorites, and it doesn't matter how much money is being put on, because every single week the Detroit Lions have more money on them than almost every single other team, but they still manage to cover the spread. So the books have been absolutely hating Detroit for being Vegas proof, as you might say. But this week, you know, they're laying over a touchdown here. So I think I'm going to be on Colts as usual. They're getting a whopping 64% of the money. Yeah. So everybody loves the Detroit Lions. A few other bets I'll be on. Obviously, I'm going to be on the Raiders +6 against the Broncos. Let me just tell you, that's disgusting, horrible, absolutely putrid that I would be betting on the Raiders here. But at the same time, the Broncos right now, over at BetMGM at least, now obviously this stuff changes, 95% of the money is on the Denver Broncos spread. 95%.
Okay, well, I am on the Broncos to cover, so I already am. So it's fine. You know, Matt, this is our bit now. You and I go head-to-head on every bet. I think that's great.
Fair. You know what?
Every bet this week.
No, every bet this week.
You are right all the time.
Not all the time. Hey, you won the hockey bet. The golden
the hockey bet.
Yes, you're a hockey sharp. You're the hockey
sharp. I am your quintessential puckhead. That's what
yes,
I am.
Puckhead, Matt. Yes.
Yes.
So for tonight, I'll also give this for tonight, anybody who wants a bet tonight. San Jose State plus 7.5 in the late game on college football. They're taking on UNLV. UNLV is 8-2. They're ranked. Everybody loves them. San Jose State has lost 3 of their last 5 games. I just think this is a very good spot, honestly, for the Spartans here to cover over a touchdown. Again, you're getting over a touchdown at home for the Spartans. So give me them plus 7.5 tonight. Give me the Colts plus 7.5 this weekend. Disgusting. And, of course, give me the Raiders plus 6. Getting 5% of the money on the spread this weekend as well.
Very nice. I can't wait for Monday to everybody tune in to see what happens this weekend. I can't wait to see what happens this weekend. So we'll get see. In. We will see, Matt. I love this. Get in on our bets and the odds boost plus 325 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.